Tuesday, the 22nd of April. Thursday, Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Beryl Knopfler, Sefirah HaOmer.
I'd like to discuss a shaila that I was asked. It's not a new shaila, but somebody actually asked it lemaisa, and therefore I want to take this opportunity of discussing it. The shaila is like this. I was asked by a gentleman, the Meger, to his wife, questionable in any case whether a woman does make the Bochum Sfira Soimer, doesn't make the Bochum Sfira Soimer. But what this gentleman asked was the following. Let's talk about somebody is due to have an operation during the Sfira Soimer, due to have surgery some day during the Sfira Soimer, knows for certain that because of that he or she is definitely going to miss one day, let's for the moment say completely, and because he's going to miss one day completely, maybe he shouldn't start counting Sfira with a brocha at all from the beginning. Now I want to first explain the shala, and then we'll talk about what the answer may be to the shala. The shala is like this. In the Mishnah Bura, it says, in Siman Tov Pei Tes, Sif Kot and Gimel, the Mishnah Bura brings down a Shulchan Shlomer. Shulchan Shlomer says, in any case, he says, Al Kaponim on women, Lo Yevolchu, they shouldn't make a broch on Sfira Soimer. Not all women listen to it today, they've got ways and means of remembering, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down and says, women should not make a broch on Sfira Soimer. The whole Bavada Yitu B'Yom Echad. They'll certainly make a mistake at some point. The Gam Al Pirov, Einam Yodim Pirush Hamilus, they don't in any case understand what they're saying Al Pirov. You know, today's Noshim have changed a little bit and all that. Today it's more likely that a man's going to be bavada yitzah than a woman's going to be bavada yitzah. It's sometimes more likely a man doesn't understand Pirush Hamilus than a woman doesn't understand Pirush Hamilus. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'm not going to town about that now. The point that the Shulchan Shlomer says though is that the women don't make a brocha because they'll make a mistake. Now it sounds as the Shulchan Shlomer saying that because they might make a mistake on one day, therefore from the beginning there's already a problem that they might be making a brocha levatola, and let me explain why. Toises in Menochas Dab Samach Vovom Adalot brings down from the Bahag. This is a famous shita. We all know about it, but I just want to take it from the source. Toises brings down from the Bahag two independent, seemingly independent halachas. The Bahag says that if somebody forgot to count Sfira Soimer at night, the mitzvah to do Sfira Soimer is at night. Somebody forgot to count Sfira Soimer at night. So the place has been down from Bahag, the Bala Lochus Gedolus, Yisfoir Bayoim. He should count by day. That's what it says. The Bahag says you can be mashlim your Sfira by day even if you missed it out at night and you didn't count at night. The halacha is Yisboir Bayom. Now Tosfos brings as a raya, or the Bahag brings as a raya, the halacha that says by Ktzira Soimer, you know the mitzvah was to actually go out at night of Leil Tezayin Benissan, which is Motzah Yom Tov of Pesach. They used to go out and they used to be koitzer, they used to harvest the barley which they needed for the Mincha Soimer. It used to be Koytzeris. There's a machlokes whether the Ktsira Balai, machlokes Tanoim, whether the Ktsira Balailo is Ma'akev or not. Did it have to be by night? And if you didn't Koytzer by night, you can't even bring the Korban Oimer because part of the mitzvah, Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo, Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo was actually to harvest the barley at night for the Korban Oimer. They didn't do it, one man don't hold the possible. The other man don't says, no, never mind. But the evidence, it's okay, you're supposed to do it, that's the mitzvah, to do it by night. If you didn't do it by night, The halacha is niktzar bayoyim, even if he did it that day, the korban was offered obviously that day, niktzar bayoyim is also kosher. It's kosher. Machlokes. That's called niktzar shaleika mitzvosei, the Gemara calls it. Niktzar shaleika mitzvosei. So it says from the Bahag, since we paskin that the halacha is, even if you were koitzel bayoyim, the halacha is that it's kosher, who has in, you can count the oyma at day as well. That's what Taisa says from the Bahag. There's a big problem in the Achronim, the Keranoid, the Sfasemes, the Briskerov, all of Menachos Achronim, and I've found since that even one of the Rishonim, the Ritzvah, in Megillat Abchofalev, says, big problem. The Gemara says, Mufurish, in Menachos, if you hold Niktzar Bayoim Kosher, then you could even do the Ktsira before Yom Tov. That means Niktzar Bayoim means Ktsira is not ma'akev in the midst of bringing the Omer. You could do it even before Yom Tov as well. Doing it before Yom Tov is not going to be ma'akev. Nobody's going to suggest you can count the Omer before Pesach has come in at all. So what is exactly Tosfos meaning when Tosfos does compare it to the din of Niktzar Bayoim Kosher? It's a question. Whether we'll answer it or not, I don't know. We'll see if we have time. We'll see. Then Tosfos brings another din from the Bahag. Tosfos' famous din, which everybody knows, that the Bahag says, the Baal Halacha says, both, remember, both are B'Shem the Bahag. Tosfos brings B'Shem the Bahag. The Bahag says that the Halacha is, if you miss out a complete day and didn't count the Omer, the halacha is you've lost the mitzvah. Can't carry on counting that year, at least not with a brocha. Why? Because the Torah says Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. Tamimos means they've got to be complete. If you've left out a day, the halacha is you cannot continue because you've missed out the mitzvah. Tosfos himself says on the Bahag, Tosfos says the Tema Gedoyla Be'enai. I think that's the Russian, yes. The Tema Gedoyla Hu. Tosfos finishes off as a Tosfos Menachos Tamach Vov. Tosfos finishes off and says, the Tema Gedoyla Hu V'lo Yitochen. He doesn't agree. Tosfos doesn't agree. Tosfos doesn't explain what his Kasha is. Tosfos doesn't explain why it's a Tema. It's a Tema and it's just not true, Tosfos says. The Rosh in Psochim is a little bit more specific about what his problem is, which is probably the same problem that Tosfos has on the Bahag. More specific, the Rosh says, Kol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmahu. Kol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmahu. Every night is a separate mitzvah. What has one night got to do with the other? One night I didn't count the sphere, what has that got to do with the next night? The next night, because I've got a separate mitzvah. That's the way the Rosh asks the Kasha. It means as I. The Rosh understood the Bahag as having said, and that is the way it generally understood as being the Bahag Chitta. The Bahag Baal Halachas Gedolos holds the whole of Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah. You've got a mitzvah to count 49 days. You missed out one day, you've lost the mitzvah. You can't carry on because the mitzvah has to be complete. Only if you're counting all 49 days. Don't count all 49 days, you can't. So Mamela, the Rosh says, I disagree. Every night is a separate mitzvah. I didn't do last night, I didn't do tonight. I didn't do one night, I do another night. That's the kasha, that's the Rosh, which very likely is what Tosfos meant to ask on him as well. Machzer Vitri, which is another Rishon, the Talmud of Rashi, Machzer Vitri says that, oh, another problem, also understanding the Bahag as having said, all one mitzvah. So the Machzer Vitri says, where do you find one mitzvah that you're allowed to make 49 brochas? Which mitzvah are you allowed to make 70 brochas? Every mitzvah, you make one brocha. If it's one mitzvah, start the beginning, the first night, the second night of Pesach, and say, Asheik Echonah B'mitzvot V'tzvah, that should be the mitzvah for going through. What happens every night you make a separate mitzvah? Where do you find on a chelik of the mitzvah you're also making a brocha? Interesting to note, it happens to be the Bahag himself holds Moshel, Shechita and Kisei Hadam. Shechita and Kisei Hadam, you know, when you shecht the chayr, you shecht the noise, you've got to do Kisei Hadam after you do it. The Bahag holds, we don't paskin like that, I think that we saw that with Terach, I don't think you paskin like that. The Bahag says that you make the bracha of Kisri Hadam after you've done the Kisri Hadam, not before you've done the Kisri Hadam. Do you know why, he says? Because you're in the middle of a mitzvah, Shrita, Kisri Hadam, you're not matzik in the middle of a mitzvah with a bracha. That means, as I, he holds Shrita and Kisri Hadam as all one mitzvah, but you still make a separate bracha on Shrita and Kisri Hadam, although it's counted as one mitzvah. So the Bahag, the Emes, in different areas of Shulchan Aruch, also holds that even on a chelik of a mitzvah you can make a bracha. And there's similar idea by Arba Minim as well. It happens to be the Bahag's shita is that you can take the Minim, you don't have to take them together, you can take them bezer achazer. And it's clear from the Pasuk, I don't think the Bahag himself says that, but it's clear from the Pasuk, according to the Bahag, that if you were mafsik or whatever, then you can make Asher Kitshonav and Mseis Nitzon Antilas Lulav, and later on Asher Kitshonav and Mseis Nitzon Antilas Estrig, Antilas Hadas, and Antilas Arova. Not Mamash, a very good Susha, because he's talking about a there where he was mafsik in between, where he was mafsik. In any case, he might have to make a new Brocha. It's not Mamash Araya. But the idea that you can make on the chelik of a mitzvah brocha, the Bahag holds elsewhere as well. So even though the Machzor Vitri does say that it's a tamer gedola to say that you should make so many brochas on one mitzvah, not such a tamer gedola on the Bahag, who himself holds that on a mitzvah, even the chelik of a mitzvah, you can make a brocha. Matzah? Amoytzi lechem and then amoytzi lechem. Like when you eat anything, you have to make always like a achiras matzah is a brichas hamitzvah. Two separate type of brochas. Okay, yeah, that's shittas habahag. Okay, now I think many of you would have heard bar mitzvah droshes, which usually, if somebody bar mitzvah during the sfiras or omer, very likely they pick up on this inyan about a kotzen who becomes a godol in the middle of sfiras or omer. It's the Minchas Chinuch Shaila, and I want to explain exactly what the Shaila is, or the way the Minchas Chinuch puts down his Shaila. The Shaila is like this. We all know a kotzen, when he does a mitzvah, he can make a brocha, because he's got a mitzvah of chinuch, he's got a mitzvah of chinuch, the mitzvah of chinuch allows him to make a brocha, and he as a godel makes a brocha on a mitzvah for chinuch purposes, a cotton, yell, chinuch, also makes a broch on a mitzvah. That's all fine and well. He does a mitzvah, he's makayim, his mitzvah's chinuch. It's all fine and well. A gottel versteht sich recht dieselbe Sache. Now, comes the Minchas Chinuch, again with this understanding, and clearly is with this understanding, according to the Bahag, that the whole of Sfiras Omer is considered as one mitzvah, what happens to a cotton who becomes a gottel in the middle of the sphere, middle of Sfiras Omer? What's his problem? Problem is, we'll speak it out the way we understand it. Problem is really twofold. Why? First of all, maybe we weren't allowed to start at all. Why weren't we allowed to start? And same way we said before. You're going to do a mitzvah, so at the beginning you're doing it as a kotzen of chinuch. You know you're not going to be able to finish it as a kotzen doing chinuch. You sold me, okay, but I'll carry on doing it afterwards. Now there's a problem. Why? When he becomes the godel in the middle, to say that he becomes mechuyev now as a godel to do the mitzvah is a problem, because he's coming in the middle. When you come in the middle, it's in the middle of the mitzvah. You can't come in the middle of the mitzvah and say from now on I can do it if it's all one mitzvah. You could do that if every day is a separate mitzvah, every night is a separate mitzvah, but it's all one mitzvah. If it's all one mitzvah, he steps in the 20th day and says, from now on I'm going to do it the way he can't. So you'll tell me, fine, so let him do it as a kotzen all the way through in chinuch. There's a problem with that as well. Chinuch exists until a kid becomes a mitzvah. From the moment he becomes a mitzvah, ois chinuch. Now normally it's taken over by the fact that he becomes a godel and he has to do the mitzvah as a godel. This time it can't be taken over by the fact that he's a godel, because he can't start the mitzvah bang in the middle. There's a problem. Can he carry on? Can he? So the psak halacha will probably be okay, mimonoshech, let him carry on, lishkeferach. But it's not so poshut. Those were the tzodim here of Minchas Chinuch, with the understanding that according to the Bahag, it's all one mitzvah, since it's all one mitzvah, there's a problem here. What does a kotten who's niskabel in the middle of Shira Sa'ima do as far as his tefila is concerned? Now, to say that he should carry on when he becomes a godel, that after all he's done it until now, so why shouldn't he be able to carry on? So the Minchas Chinuch is a problem. Why is it a problem? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that if the Moshe, let's talk about matzah, because that's what the Gemara is talking about. If somebody who he is got a machla where sometimes he's a shoiter and sometimes he's not a shoiter. So the Gemara says he ate matzah on Pesach night and he was a shoiter at that time. And after that, still within the time of the mitzvah, he became ois shoiter, he became mispakach, he became okay. So the Gemara says he has to eat matzah again, and he's not yoitzer with the matzah that he ate when he was a shoiter. Why not? Because then he was potter from doing the mitzvah. And anything that he does when he's potter from doing the mitzvah cannot help him for when he becomes chayav and doing the mitzvah. Therefore, the halacha is he's got to eat the matzah again. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, the child who was a kotten until he became a mitzvah, I can't count his svira. I can't reckon with his svira that he counted when he was still a kotten, because that part is not a chelik of the mitzvah that he can continue with as a godel. In the same way as somebody who ate matzah when he was a shoiter. So, I mean, what does he do, this kotz and his gabi? That was the Menachas Chinuch's problem. Obviously, all with the understanding, according to the Bahag, that it's all, if you hold it's not one mitzvah, no problem. Now, you know that La Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, everybody knows, you miss out a day. We're at least misophic. We hold La Halacha like the Bahag, and you can't carry on counting with a brocha. That is what the Halacha is. Now, if we take on like the Bahag, which seemingly at least is a sophic in halacha, this chap will ask me the shayla. The answer has to be that can't count with the brocha, because since the whole mitzvah is one mitzvah, you know for sure there's going to be an interruption of one full day, and therefore you're not going to be able to complete the mitzvah. If you know that you can't complete the mitzvah, then you can't start from the beginning counting with a brocha, because I'm not going to be able to complete the mitzvah. That would be l'chayra the answer. Shail is that this. Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Tov Peitev, which is the Simon that speaks about Sira Soyme, the Mechaber says, Shochach v'leid bireich Kol halayla. He forgot and he didn't make a brocha, or it means he didn't make Sira Soyme the whole night. Yispoil by yoim beloi brocha. He should count by day without a brocha. And the halacha is, if he did that, he can continue. He can continue. But since he counted by day, therefore, the halacha is he can continue. Now, I want to tell you exactly what the Shah Tzion says. You remember that we quoted from Tosfos two halachas from the Bahag. One is that if you missed out the whole day, the halacha is cannot continue counting with a brocha. Second halacha was, if you missed out by night, you can count by day. Now, why does the Mechaber Paskin that you count by day without a brocha? Chayla, the Bahag, allows you to count by day, you should say you count by day with a brocha. The answer is the machlekes. Not everybody agrees that by day you can be mashlim what you missed by night, because the mitzvahs by night are not by day. And Tosfos himself says it's dependent on niksa by yom kosher, not niksa by yom kosher. Therefore, there's a problem to count by day with a brocha. So the halacha is you count by day without a brocha. Comes the shatzim. It's okay. So why now are you allowed to continue counting with the brocha? There's a possibility that I've missed out a complete day. According to those who hold that you can't count by day, it's a possibility I've missed out a complete day. So for Shatzin, there's a sekseker. Sekseker. What's a sekseker? A sofik, maybe I have been yotzer, maybe I haven't been yotzer. Yeah? What are you going to tell me? Maybe I haven't been yotzer, but maybe we hold that even if you've left out a whole day, you can continue counting. So if you counted by day, I've got 75% chance of saying that I can continue counting. That's called a speksaker. Speksaker allows you to continue. So state in Shartzin. That's what Shartzin says, why you're allowed to continue with a brocha. Means there's a tzad, definitely, to say that you can't, because Yibalt, I didn't count by night, I wasn't the kind of minister. Therefore, once the Hag is like I've left out of it. Therefore, the halacha is that I wouldn't be able to continue. But because it's a sex take, everything's a machlokes, therefore I can continue to count. Mashenk, if I've missed out a whole day, not sex taking, well, just one sofik, where it's one sofik, the halacha is I can't continue. As they state in Mishnah Berurah. Right? Now, Tosfos, Megillah. In Megillah, Daf Chof on the base, quotes the Bahag as well. Little Tosfos, that Megillah Daf Chof on base. And Tosfos quotes in the following way. Tosfos says, Heicha the Inshi, where he's forgotten to count a night. Tosfos says, Yispoil Bayoim Beloi Broch. Now this is the quote of the Bahag. Count a day without a brocha. The Rashash says, I don't understand, you're quoting, which is, sounds to be mamash, the nusach of the Bahag. You're quoting the Bahag, counting a day without a brocha. The Bahag himself holds you can make a brocha. We don't know whether the Bahag is right or whether he's not right. So we can't make a brocha. But the Bahag himself says, this for Bayoim, you're makan the mitzvah, you can count without a brocha. That's Rashash's kash, with a brocha. Sorry. With a brocha, yeah, with a brocha. Shkoch. That's the problem on the Tosfos and Megillah. Now, the emes is like this. The emes is, I'll read you out the words of the Modcha. The Modcha is the Rishon, the quotes Rishonim, and you'll see something quite unbelievable. The Modcha says the following, V'zeh l'shoinem, Kvar sho'alu l'rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yochor, mi sh'loi beirach balaylo, didn't make a brocha by night, didn't make a by night. Mahu shiyavorech by yom. Can you do it by day? Veheishim, now listen carefully. Sechar sfira yahavinan lei. Sechar sfira bizmano lo yahavinan lei. You can give him sechar for counting, but not as if he's counted it bizmano. Now, carries on, the Rishon, the Modcha. The Ein Hadovo Yodua, we don't know im Omar Lohem Lispoil Ulevorech or Shalai Levorech. To count that day with a brocha or without a brocha. The Rav Yor Oime, that's another Rishon Lamotcha quote. Vadai Beloi Brocha Mishum Brocha Levatola. The brocha Levatola to count that day, you can't make a brocha. Avomoine Beloi Brocha, but you should count without a brocha. Unbelievable Loshen. Schar Sphira Yavinele, Schar Sphira Bismana Lo Yavine. Count. But not, Rav Yosef, it's a brocha of atzola if you make a brocha, but you have to count. What does all this mean? There seems to be a new idea here in the Rishonim, which includes already Tosfos and Megillah as well. Pshat and the Bahag. The Bahag, according to Tosfos and Megillah, and according to this Modcha, never said that by day you're Makayim the Mitzvah, not Makayim the Mitzvah. When the mitzvah is by night, mehochel chermish bakomo, ketzira had to be by night, and the mitzvah was by night. And if you didn't do it by night, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You hear what's going on here? Even according to the Bahag, you left out your sphere by night, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It says the Bahag, but count by day without a bracha. What do you want to do that for? You missed the mitzvah. You missed the mitzvah. The answer is the two Bahags are working hand in hand. The Bahag holds, and now here we're going to deviate from the pshat that was said before in the Bahag. The Bahag says the following. You should know, he says, the halacha of counting sphira is, every night, I'm saying different to what we said before, every night is a separate mitzvah. But, you cannot count five if you haven't counted four, because it's not five. Five comes after four. You cannot count six if you haven't counted five. So the Bahag is saying, I want to tell you something. Every night is a separate mitzvah. But, I can't count six if I haven't counted five, and I can't count seven if I haven't counted six. So you have to count every single divided night, because if I don't, I'm not going to be able to continue my counting. It's going to stop me from doing the next night and all the subsequent nights the mitzvah. That's what the Bahag is saying. says the Bahag, but I've got a little concession to make. And that is, it's true that if you missed out the night, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah, but if you counted on the day, you won't be mekayim in the mitzvah, you can't make a brocha, it's a brocha levatola. But it's called counting in enough, you should be able to continue afterwards. Because at least I've counted the day. I've counted it without the mitzvah. If you count it by night, you're counting it with a mitzvah. If you're counting it by day, then you're counting it without a mitzvah. But it's called counting in enough that you should be able to continue afterwards. The Moshe, if the 49th night he missed, according to the Bahag, I don't think there's a point in counting the 49th day. I don't think so. Because the 49th day is not, I don't need anymore the continuation. And the mitzvah you've missed already, I don't think there's a point anymore. It's all a point only, according to the Bahag, to be able to continue counting. And I'll bring you a little moshul for it. Very interesting. The Bil Alocha brings down a shitter of Rishonim, the Ritz Gaius. A shitter of Rishonim. You know what the Ritz Gaius says? The Ritz Gaius says, the Halocha is, if somebody missed out a complete day, he argues with the Bahag, but he says, you can only continue counting if you say, Esmoil Hoyo. Kach v'kach, v'hayoyim hu kach v'kach. You hear what the Ritz Gaius says? Is yesterday was 6 and tonight is 7. If you missed out 6, if you counted 6, it's 5. If you missed out 6, yesterday was 6 and tonight is 7. Why does he need that? He needs that because you can't count 7 without having counted 6. But there's a little difference now. Ritz Gaius says you've got time to be mashlim that even the next night, and you can say yesterday was 6. The Bahag says you can't do that. It's got to be on the day. If you did it on the day, you count it on the day, that's good enough, and you're not makayim mitzvah. It's chavzor ofele. Schar svira yahavinen lei. You get schar svira to be able to continue, but schar svira bizmano, that you've made the mitzvah, that we don't give him. You haven't done the mitzvah, and the halacha is avada yispo, like Tosafot in Megillah says, b'yoyim b'loy brocha. That's what the Motzah says. All has to be done without a brocha. Now, pardon, and next night you come with a brocha. That's all the shit of the Bahag. Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, I won't tell you Rabbi Yisai, me and me last week, but I've said this many times already. Mr. Bura, who said that the reason why he can continue counting is a spek faker, and he quotes the Tzumas Hadeshen. You look in the Tzumas Hadeshen, you see the Mr. Bura. I don't like to use that lashon, is wrong. It doesn't say that. The Tzumas Hadeshen says exactly as it says. There's not reason why he can continue counting. It's not because of spek faker. The reason why he can continue counting is exactly because of what the Bahag says, that the Sphere of Bayoim is enough to enable you to continue counting, and not because of a sex faker at all. Nothing to do with sex faker. It's just the Bayoim below Brocha, and you can continue counting because you've counted that day. Now, according to that, we have a completely different pshat now in the Bahag. Bahag doesn't mean it's one mitzvah. It's not one mitzvah. And if you ask the Shaila now, a cotton shehigdil in between, I'm not paskening the Shaila. I'm not passing the shaila, I'll explain to you why, but it's a new shaila. The question now is, the cotton's counting until today, you count it enough as a svira that he should be able to continue counting as a godel. It's not a question of that Gemara and Rosh Hashanah of somebody who ate matzah when he was a shoiter, because we don't need the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The Bahag says, even if you count that day where there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah, you can also continue counting. You don't need that there should have been a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Good enough that there should have been counting. You can ask a shaila, is a cotton's counting called counting? It's not called counting, I don't know the answer. It's fine. Maybe it is, but it's a different shaila, it's a new shaila, not the shaila of the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. And if I've got a shaila now, if somebody can start, if he knows he's not going to be able to finish, we've changed the whole surah now. He can start. Why? Because the Bahag never says it's all one mitzvah. The Bahag only says, I can't continue counting if I've missed days. That's what you can't do. But to start counting, if I know I'm going to become an honest in the middle, from then on, never, I won't be able to do it. But until then, there's no reason why not. It's not a shine of a brocha of Atzola. And when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Shloimeh as saying that a woman shouldn't start because Vada Yitu, they'll definitely make a tours, this tours doesn't mean that because of that all her days will be a brocha of Atzola until then. It means that night she's going to zicha make a mistake. You can't expect a woman to keep control of 49 days and know every night which is the right night to count.
and Hachush Yoed, that would be the case, that they'll make a mistake on the 29th, they're going to count 28, and that's the mistake that they're going to make. But the fact that until now was a Bruch HaLatol, that's not a question. No Bruch HaLatol until now at all, according to the Bag. And one more question, and I'm finished. Is that Rachman and Islam shy about an oinin in the middle? What's he going to do? He's an oinin, he can't do mitzvahs. Yeah? But if he's not going to do his mitzvah today, he's not going to be able to continue counting at all. So they've got problems about the oinin. So I'd have an eitzah. He should count by day. Because by day, he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Oinin's not allowed to do the mitzvah. He's not being mekayim the mitzvah, but he's got the svira. He's got the svira to enable him to be able to continue after to be able to count.